In case it wasn't mentioned, Bill is the developer and popularizer and inventor of the melodic style of banjo playing. And there was such a pretty major thing to present for the banjo.
Yeah, Bill.
Do you want to talk about, just give a quick, in a nutshell, discussion about the melodic style?
Not really.
Looking right along.
Any questions?
Yeah, any questions for Bill?
I don't like to blow my own horn. Sorry?
Explain it.
Well, you put your finger here, and the whole trick is fretting high notes on low strings. So you got two notes here, and you find a note on a low string that's between them. So you can do that kind of thing without moving a lot of fingers on the left hand. So instead of, work out from the left hand, and then it's easy, right? It's easy.
Just like New York, nothing to it.
What's that?
Could you imagine how you modified an automotive device concept to make
it? Well, actually, we use a planetary gear set in here, which was used in a lot of early cars, including the Model T Ford. And the two stop mechanisms are very like the like in appearance, if not in function, to the drums in a Model T Ford transmission. And everybody's got a pair up here, so you can ask them how they like. Except their kids. But yeah, actually, that's my 9-to-5 job, is making the tuners. And I get out to play in the evenings and have some fun.
All right, well, let's move on. We'll have time for more questions in a moment. Let's have J.D. Crow play something right now. What do you say?
I feel really honored to be here, especially sitting between these guys. They know all the fancy hot licks. And I'm going to let them keep doing that too. Bill remembers this, but I think it's probably 63. You were just, hadn't lived in the field that long ago. And I was living in Nashville at the time, and I invited Bill to come up to my house, and I remember, I think Devil's Dream was popular at that time. I mean, he showed me a little of that Devil's Dream. I never did really get it all, but I got a little of it.
You know, the first time I met you, though, was when you were playing with Jimmy Martin in at the Philadelphia Folk Festival in 1961.
That's right, and I also saw you. I also saw you in Hartford.
That was 50 years ago, right?
I will not get into that. No, I also saw you when I was with Jimmy. I think we were on Wheeling, the original world's original jamboree. Mm. And we did a show there, opera package show. I remember you came backstage, and that's the first time I ever saw you. And you asked me, can I look at your badge? Of course, I handed it to you like an idiot. And I didn't know who you was at the time. I don't know if you knew who you were either. And he proceeds to take this banjo, the same one, and played Home Sweet Home, identical to what I heard over the Kodak. And I went, boy, this boy ain't right. No, that was my first introduction to Bill Kibben. It from there, the rest is history, you see. He went on to become one of the finest innovators of melodic, chromatic picking. I guess there's a little difference in those two words. Very similar, but different. But anyway, that was my introduction to Bill.
Play us a tune, J.D. Enough of this. It's
just I'm actually killing time. I'm gonna I'll do an old Scruggs tune. Well, I used to do a lot. I don't do it a lot anymore, but there was one called Flannel Special. All right. We'll see if these keys work.